a woman seeking revenge. This is the tale of La Viuda Negra. Stories, folklore, legends, leyendas, cuentos y más. This is Spooky Tales. Listen, escuchen at your own risk. Right, now onto our episode. Towards the end there, we somehow lost MJ's audio, so it's a little weird because it's just me, and you can tell someone's missing, but it's not super obvious, so we hope you enjoy. Thank you.
They always told us not to walk the streets after midnight. They said that's when she came out, looking for her next victim. Some were dumb enough to try and seek her. Me? No, never. I want to live. They say that if you see her, you're as good as dead.
Hi everyone, this is Christina.
And this is MJ.
And this is episode 15.
Oh my god.
Of Spooky Tales? No, 16.
Oh, 16. Wow. That's a lot.
I think.
Well, we were at like 12 a few weeks ago, so we have to be at 15 or 16.
True.
I don't keep count, you guys. Sorry. Wow, we have a lot. I mean,
look at us.
There's some people who have like thousands and stuff, but whatever.
True. We're not there yet.
We're like 80 still doing this.
Right.
I remember when we first started this podcast.
I don't know about that. Anyway, let's get past this random us being 80 and still doing this. Before we get into today's topic, oh, which we didn't tell anyone what it was going to be last episode because of all the internet issues we were having.
Yeah. It's, I already forgot. I love you, Lisa. Oh my god, I already forgot.
Yes, yeah, it's today's The Legend of La Viudita, the Little Widow, or the Black Widow. La Viuda Negra. I have to, like, practice saying viuda, like, because if I don't say it, if I don't think about it, I accidentally say, like, vida.
Same, because
I'm a pocha. But before we get into the legend, I do have a listener story, which we were gonna call this segment something, and I already forgot.
I forgot too. So
a spooky's story. That's what I said, but it's bad. It's not.
It's our spooky's tales, maybe, because you know, like we're spooky tales, but then it's the spooky fans, the spooky's tales. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. That's good. Yeah. So let's get into this week's spooky's tales. I need to stop saying it all weird like that, though. Anyway. So this was sent in to me about the Mission Inn in Riverside, California. So this person says that they used to work there. And this was in the 2014 to 2017 time frame. And this person worked there. So one night they went to check on room 403 because they got a phone call from it at the front desk. And then when they went to check the room, nobody was there. But they saw handprints on the window and they tried scrubbing the handprint clean and it won't come off. So that's weird. Room 403 in this hotel or Riverside Inn, not Riverside Inn, the Mission Inn. It's supposedly where this hotel was owned by a guy named something Miller. I don't remember his first name, but he had two kids and supposedly these two kids haunt this hotel. And so room 403 was the little girl's room. They say she died in that room. And so that's what makes this handprint kind of suspicious, you know?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ghost children or ghost anything children paranormal just freaks me out. Like there's something about it that is unsettling.
Yeah. And that night that he's talking about, they continued getting phone calls from that room. And even security was sent up there to check multiple times and nothing was found. Nobody was in there. And it was always just static on the other line.
That's not cool. I'd be like, I quit.
Same. But yeah, that is this week's story. If you want your story read on the podcast, please either comment it on any of our socials, send it to us DM via DMs, or email us at spookytales@gmail.com.
Yes, please. I like hearing all kinds of stories. It makes me feel like not weird because I have like a bunch of my own.
Yeah, and I just have the two, my brother's creepy one and then my random ass Burlington story that I shared last episode.
Burlingtons are haunted. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, and apparently it's just Burlington, unless you're saying the whole thing, Burlington's Coat Factory. But my entire fucking life, I have called it Burlingtons, so I'm going to keep saying Burlingtons.
That's what I've been calling it, too. I'm not saying that mouthful, Burlington's Coat Factory. That's like just an extra 2 seconds. No.
Yeah, one of the most commented things on my TikTok video about the haunted Burlingtons in Stockton was like, okay, but why does she say Burlingtons like that? And I was like, you know what, shut the fuck up, I'm gonna say however I want.
Don't correct me, I have no respect.
Yeah,
no, but seriously, that's what I call it too. Like when you say Burlingtons, everybody knows what it means. You don't need Coat Factory afterwards.
Yeah, apparently Gen Z had a problem with me not just saying Burlington. Was like adding the S and like whatever.
Like Gen Z.
Pay attention in class and don't correct me. Go stop do your watching homework. My TikTok videos when you're supposed to be on Zoom.
Go do your homework.
Anyway, onto today's episode. Like we said, we'll be talking about the legend of La Viudita, the little widow, sometimes known as La Viuda Negra or the Black Widow. And this is most commonly heard in South America. I found a version from Bolivia. And MJ, you said you found it from where again?
Chile.
Oh.
Chile.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm gonna say it in Spanish because in English it's like, what are you talking about? Chili? Like a pot of chili?
I just think of the food. Yeah, it's
yeah. So I'm gonna say it in Spanish.
I have this thing where I cannot say something in Spanish when I'm speaking in English. I can't say it with an English accent. So like, oh, I'm gonna go to San Jose. It's like I have to say that. I can't say just San Jose.
I'd or say San Jose.
El Paso.
El Paso.
The haunted school episode, yeah.
Like, oh my God, we went to El Paso.
Yeah.
I was thinking of someone on Twitter was like, hey, say as if.
As if.
As if.
Oh my yeah, because of the whole Valley Girl thing, right?
Yeah. I have a thing where I don't like my accent, but you were right. Hella people were like, I like it. And I'm like, you're ill. Because they sound.
Yeah. And like in real life, people will be like, I love your accent. And then I would be like, what are you talking about? I don't have one. But I guess I do.
Same.
So this legend can be heard in almost all of Latin America, sometimes in a different name, but there's similar stories all over Latin America, and it's probably due to, you know, colonization because this has Spanish origins.
So this is like a common theme right now.
Yes. So according to legend, La Viudita was a woman living in fear because she had an abusive husband. Oh, trigger warning, by the way, because he was abusive and a piece of shit. So anyway. When he got drunk, he would beat her and rape her, and this was just on the regular. One day, she fought back and killed him, but then she also killed herself, and she was not done seeking revenge. So now she roams the streets after midnight, waiting for her next victim. She dresses in all black from her head to her feet and has a black veil over her face. She waits for drunk men that offer her to walk her home. But, you know, with different intentions, like they have the intention of hooking up with her and she has the intention of killing them. Sounds fair. So, as legend tells, yeah, these drunk men are always seeking one night stands or to take advantage of her. And so once they are far away, she lets the drunk men get a little handsy so they can get closer. And then she reveals her terrible face. Once she removes her veil, it's the face of a skull, and she lets out this terrible, evil, menacing laugh. And then men die from just looking at her, like the fear or from they die from susto, from just staring at her. And the ones that do survive, they pass out and wake up to find themselves far away, outside, usually in a puddle. And every source I read made sure to say that it was a stinky puddle. Like, es el puddle of pesta. Yeah, something was going on because that puddle did not smell good.
Hicieron el baño.
Yeah. or an area, and what are thistles? Because it said an area covered in thistles.
Let me Google.
I imagine like just wild weeds or something, or like a field is what I imagined.
Oh, it's like a you know, the ones that look like dandelions, but they're purple.
Oh, okay.
That's, I mean, not like dandelions, but they look like, you know, those yellow flowers that pop up all over on people's gardens. But instead of yellow,
okay, so it's just purple.
It's like a weed.
Okay.
A spiky weed.
So I was right, even though I didn't know. I used my context clues like they taught me in school. and then once they wake up, these men swear to leave La Mala Vida. They're not going to party anymore. They're not going to drink anymore. And they're not going to try and hook up with women that they're supposed to be helping.
I'm so sure. So.
Sure.
Believable.
Right. Do you want to go into the versions that you found? Because they're a little different than what I have right here.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I found the Chile version. I mean, it has a similar essence, but it's also like completely different. It goes a little bit into more, I don't know how to say, like different ways to encounter her. In Chile, she is said to roam the mines. According to legend, she went mad with grief. People have a fear of encountering this ghost. So people who travel at night are wary and always on the lookout for a woman dressed in black from head to toe. If you are able to see her face, it is already too late. She reveals herself as a beautiful woman who asks men to sleep with her. If they refuse, she kills them. Not all men are offered this, though. There's times when she just doesn't give you a chance. She'll just kill you. But there's a few times when she's like, hey, you want to hook up?
I wonder what the deciding factor is.
I don't know. A lo mejor si están, you know, like, feos o guapos. No sé.
Oh, wait, did you just say DTF?
Yeah, she's like, DTF. Do people still use that?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I wonder. I have no idea.
Is that like such a like MySpace name?
Right. I remember first hearing it on Jersey Shore.
I heard it first. Like, I actually read it first. I'm pretty sure it was on MySpace. Who remembers MySpace? Raise your hand.
Anyways, raising my hand.
me too.
That part right there is very different because in the one I read, she's always covered and then they like touch her, but she's still has not revealed her face. And then it's a skull. Like, she's not a beautiful woman. She is just
No, on here, yeah, like she's sometimes, like, usually she reveals herself, like she turns around and it's like, oh, look at this beautiful woman. And there's times when people do see her, like, for what she is, but that is in, a different instance. For some, like, she lures the men in the Chilean version. In the version chilano?
Chileno?
I don't know. Spookies, correct me.
Chiles? No.
I want spicy food now.
You and drinking hot sauce.
I love hot sauce. that's my what is it called? My serial killer trait.
Your toxic trait.
My toxic trait. Sometimes she just kills men with no hesitation. In modern day sightings, it is said that she gets into people's cars, especially men who are driving drunk. I mean, at this point, she's doing a public service.
At this point, she's doing the Lord's work.
She really is. Like, let me get this guy before he kills somebody. Honestly, angel. Another version of this legend is that La Viuda is a soul of either a woman or a witch who's been abandoned and left by her lover. Her lover then passes away and she seeks revenge for the pain that he has caused her. She then starts taking revenge on men when she was alive, and on her deathbed makes a pact with the devil so she can continue her revenge. She now, in death, transforms herself to a demonic specter. Chilean jinetes, jinete is the word for horsemen, since that day have been afraid to roam around alone at night in fear of encountering la viudita. They watch the roads, always carefully, making sure a woman dressed all in black is not seen. Because if they get too close, it is too late. She kills them. She likes to lure them, and this is similar to, I think, like the Siwanaba story that we went over, but she puts the men in like a trance and makes them come closer to her. And in some cases, it is said that she uses her magic to make the horse do her bidding. So she makes the horse walk to a ravine, and then she makes the horse take, you know, like fall off and kill both the horse and el jinete. It's very, like I said, very similar to La Siwanaba, where she will lure men to their death from a cliff. So, however, though, she has her heart, even if she has her heart set out on revenge, there are times that she misses a man's touch. So when this happens, she becomes less focused on her revenge. She asks the men to sleep with her, and if they agree, she lets them free. And if they don't, she kills them.
Girl. Okay. Yeah, that I had not read either. Interesting.
Yes.
You can't say no, so.
So sometimes there is a way to live and, you know, and tell the tale according to the version Chilean. I can't fucking say it. I'm sorry.
Just make it longer and just say the version from Chile.
The version.
That way you can avoid Chilean, whatever. You can avoid saying that. Yeah, it is.
Some guys actually get to live and tell the tale. So when she's in this mood, people see her around the towns. And I literally used Google Translate to translate this because it was in Spanish. And my ass had no idea what the hell half of these words meant. So here's the translation. She has a pale, cadaverous face with great shining and moving eyes and her horrible hair tied with a black veil. This is how residents describe her appearance. And residents would see her from their windows, you know, like passing by, and they'd be able to see her face and stuff. And it is described that her movements are so fast that no one can catch her and no one can outrun her, making it impossible for men to escape. Now, even though, you know, she has a horrible reputation, there are men who pursue her. They're foolish and lonely.
What?
Yeah, so there's apparently some men that like want to like hit that, you know, teach their own, I guess.
Just to say they have. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like,
why she targets you, man. God.
Trash. Complete trash. And I guess, you know, according to the legends, there's some men who are into that. You do you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she traps these men outside the village to have her romantic relations with them, and entanglement, if you will. The men who do have their entanglement with her wake up the next day drunk and dazed, feeling drunk and dazed, with their faces and bodies scratched, clothes ripped, and their clothes unbuttoned. These men are considered lucky, as anyone who encounters her on the open road does not get the chance to live. So it's only when she like decides to go into town to look for people to have an entanglement with is when they live. But if she finds you on the road, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. You're dead. So I was like, that's strange.
Yeah.
There's some men who are into that, I guess. News to me.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't, but okay.
Men are weird.
I think the version from Argentina is pretty similar, because It says that she was abandoned by her love and stricken with grief. And then she made a pact with the devil and then roams the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't find anything more. So I wonder if the rest of it is similar.
Is Argentina and Chile next to each other? I don't know. I don't know geography, you guys. I'm sorry. But that would make sense. If like they're like right on the border next to each other, then they probably cross stories.
I'm trying to look at it. Oh, they're next to each other. Yeah.
Oh, that explains it. So they probably have the same.
And then Bolivia is like on top.
Oh, so it's like a like that little cluster right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell us your you've got an encounter, right?
I do. Yeah. I wonder where this encounter is from because I don't know. It didn't say where it occurred. But almost two centuries ago, a young man, Martin, attended a party in his town. Thanks to his sisters, because he didn't want to go originally, but they insisted he join them. At the party, he met a beautiful woman with black hair, and they were dancing, talking, eventually they kiss. At some point, she looked up to the sky and then said, "It's getting late, I have to go home." And Martin, being the gentleman that he was, offered to take her home on his horse. The horse was reluctant to let her on, but Martin was like, "Horse, calm down. We're gonna go and you're gonna cooperate." And the horse did. And they went. She told Martin her house was over by the cemetery, and he was confused because last time he checked, there were no houses over there. But he followed her instructions anyway. And when they arrived at their destination, she got off the horse and let out the worst cackle and scream that Martin had ever heard. Terrified, Martin turned around to look at her and saw that it was not a woman, but a skeleton. And this is where the story ends. I don't know what happened to Martin. I don't know if he lived or survived.
Now I'm concerned and I need to know more.
Right? Yeah. Like, was he one of the lucky ones that just woke up in a stinky puddle, or did he die? According to this source, La Viudita, even though that's her name, was not a widow. She was a young woman who attended the same party that Martin was at years before, because this was like a yearly party. And on her way home, she was raped and killed. And now every year on the date of this party, she attends it looking for her next victim, which is the first person to court her.
That's messed up, though, because Martin sounded like a nice guy.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he was one of the type of people that had done, you know, what they did to her. So I found a similar story. It was all in Spanish, what I'd read, but they're talking about a legend from Russia. And it was interesting. So I want to share it, even though it's not Latin American.
Share it.
There's this movie. It's a Russian movie, and it's called The Widow. And it's based on their legend, which they call the Limping Widow. And in this legend, a woman kills her husband out of spite, not, you know, because she was being abused, like the Latin American version. So out of punishment, the townsfolk break her legs and throw her body into the forest. Eventually, she dies there because she can't move because her legs are broken, but she was thrown in alive. And now they say that she is still in that forest, haunting it, I guess, and she, her spirit walks with a limp because of her broken legs, but she will not permit anyone that enters that forest to leave. And the forest, it's supposedly the St. Petersburg forest, and more than 300 people have gone missing there. But I wouldn't recommend the movie because it has terrible reviews, and also it's in Russian and I don't know Russian, but I just found the story very interesting. Yeah, I think that's everything on this legend. A little bit of a shorter episode today. I want to keep covering more women legends just because, you know, they're usually rooted in, what's it called, misogyny and stuff. But I like them because it's like women killing men. So, no, just kidding. But but just women getting their revenge, you know, is what I meant to say. So I'm inclined to choose another women legend for next episode. And yeah, let's cut this short because again, we're having internet issues. I don't know what's happening. Before we go, what was I gonna say? Okay, so if you're enjoying Spooky Tales, just make sure to tell your friends about us. Don't forget to rate and review. You can also check out our Spooky Tales merch. There's some really cool shirts in there. What else? Send us your spooky stories if you want them shared on the podcast. We love reading them. And if you're out on the streets and you see a woman dressed in all black, I don't know, run, but you can't outrun her because she's fast as fuck. I don't know. You're screwed. I'm sorry. Just watch out for her. All right. We'll catch everyone next week. Bye.